Keeping it real, keeping it right. The Vicki McKenna Show this Monday, Kittle in. Glad to have you along with us on this edition. Vicki's back with you tomorrow. You've heard of the Zuckerbucks, of course. If you haven't, you've been in under a rock somewhere, because the Zuckerbucks did a number on Wisconsin's 2020 elections, and they did a number in swing states across this country. Lots of money, hundreds of millions of dollars in Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg's, and not just Facebook founder, but conservative silencer as well, Mark Zuckerberg, pushing out his Zuckerbucks to infiltrate in election administration across the state of Wisconsin, in the five largest cities, by the way, in the state of Wisconsin, including Milwaukee, Madison, Green Bay, Kenosha, and Racine. We all know about that, but are you familiar with Biden Bucks? It's bigger. As I said before, Zuckerbucks is so 2020. All the cool leftists are doing it. Coming up, we're going to talk with David Craig, senior legal fellow at the Foundation for Government Accountability. He's been tracking that. And like I said, we'll do that in just a bit. Now, the dangers of ranked choice voting as we look at 2024. Mike Vellante, director of the Center for Election Integrity at the America First Policy Institute, joins us now with a little more on this very important topic. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me, and hello to all your audience there in Wisconsin.
Well, we certainly do appreciate your time on this, because it is a huge election integrity issue as we move forward. There are lawmakers in Wisconsin, Republicans, Democrats alike, who say this is the road to get the extremes out of politics. That's how they sell it. what do you think about that? Because there's competing legislation going on in Wisconsin right now.
Yes, I've got a plot of land somewhere I'd like to sell you to. You know, it's funny. As a communications person, here's what I say is, each side is going to present their own material as to why they think their position is right. Mm-hmm. I would suggest to anybody that thinks that ranked choice voting will stop partisanship or be a better system to look at what some of the left-wing organizations say about ranked choice voting, like the Urban League, like the NAACP, like the Hubert Humphrey School of Public Policy at the University of Minnesota, like MIT and other liberal institutions. They all pan it for what it is, which is a chaotic and confusing system that not only doesn't get rid of partisanship, it actually disenfranchises minority voters and people that do not trust or understand the electoral process. It's not good for voters. It's certainly not good for election workers. And it's definitely not good in a system where over 60% of the people already think the system is broken and don't have confidence in it.
Mm. The push is on, of course, not only in the state of Wisconsin, but around the nation. And really, when you talk about ranked choice voting, you're really talking about squeezing out individuals to get to what, the pushers are looking for. That's how I see all of this. And at the end of the day, it's the same old, same old. Follow the money. Take a look at who is pushing ranked choice voting. Where are the danger areas right now?
Well, you just hit it right on the button. Follow the money. There's a national effort being funded by a lot of the same people that funded Zuckerbucks, a lot of the same people that fund the left-wing district attorneys that are around the country in a lot of these big cities that have turned, you know, these big cities into war zones and crime zones. You follow the money and you follow what the policy is going to be. And in the case of ranked choice voting, you have them spreading money not only to Democrats, but to Republicans as well. And they carry the message. And unfortunately, in Wisconsin, there's been a couple that, you know, didn't want to stand up to this. And so an effort that we had going on to try and proactively stop ranked choice voting was defeated by some Republicans in the legislature, you know, working with Democrats, not bringing it up for a vote in this past legislative session. We're going to be back when they reconvene to do it again. We're not going to let it pass. But you do follow that money, and you'll see that a lot of the same people that did Zuckerbucks, which, by the way, now has morphed into something called CTCL. And it is also morphed into what you are going to have with your next guest about Biden Bucks. All are second generation Zuckerbucks. And so, you know, one of the things we've learned here is that when the left learns to do something that can impact the system and rig and put their thumb on the scale, on the system as they did with Zuckerbucks, they find ways to morph that into something else and continue. And RCV is one of those things. There's a basic element to RCV. I tell people there's an American, I don't know, system, American feeling that when you score the most points or you score the most goals, you win the game. RCV is the kind of system that says if you finish third, you could finish first. And the person that won the most votes doesn't always win. And there's something fundamentally unfair about that that I think people recognize.
We are talking about the dangers of ranked choice voting. Mike Vellante, director for the Center for Election Integrity at the America First Policy Institute, joining us for a few more minutes. You know, I can understand, again, as I note, follow the money. Definitely. I see where the left is on this because it ultimately benefits them. You talk about the thumb on the scale. How do we get these so-called conservatives standing in line and supporting ranked choice voting?
I think what you do is you have a lot of the conservatives that are in safe Republican districts need to hear from their constituents about why this is bad. That's one of the reasons this coming Saturday we've got an event in Brookfield to talk about the dangers of ranked choice voting, to arm people at the grassroots level with the arguments, the facts, the statistics, so they can go back and talk to their legislators, Republican and Democrat alike, to let them know why they think this is a bad idea. And I think the other part of it is needing to put the spotlight on the fact that if the pro-RCV groups, the leftist groups, are channeling money, you know, it doesn't matter how large or how small, into some of these campaigns, to make that known and let people decide, let the legislators decide, is the money they're getting from these groups worth the feedback that they're going to hear from their conservative constituents in their legislative district? That's how I think you put their feet to the fire on it. That's why we're having this event coming up on March 16th at Whirly Ball in Brookfield to educate people at the grassroots level about the dangers of ranked choice voting.
What we have seen, of course, the use of ranked choice voting across the country, you mentioned it earlier, the chaos that it has created. Now, I know there are a lot of Americans, let's be honest here, a lot of Americans tired of the political fighting. And a lot of reasonable Americans are tired, really, because it's the constant barrage from the left that we're seeing over and over again. And you have reasonable people trying to stand up against, you know, the left trying to recreate, blow up the Republic and recreate it in the leftist Marxist name. So that battle is, it's fatiguing. And so people are sold this bad bill of goods. Well, watch out for, let's cut out the extremes on the spectrum here. This is the best way to do it, right? But you have seen the chaos in New York City. My God, that was an absolute mess. We have seen this play out in other places as well, including Maine and California. But New York City just constantly comes back to mind. This is the poster child for a damaged system.
New York City is well on its way for any number of reasons to show the dysfunction that exists when you allow the left to run a government. I mean, first of all, as it relates to ranked choice voting, you know, Eric Adams, the mayor of New York, you know, got elected through ranked choice voting. Yeah. And, you know, it took almost, I think, a full month after the election for them to finally figure out that he had won because in the initial counting process, they had overcounted his vote because they made a mistake and took all of the test ballots that were done to test the system and added them to his count. And so, you know, there was that kind of question, okay, who actually won this race? And of course, policies speak for themselves. Anytime you turn on the news and you see, you know, illegal immigrants. I'll say the word. Maybe the president of the United States won't say the word, but I'll say the word.
He regrets saying the word. Yes.
No, I don't regret saying the word. I regret the fact that they're here. Let me be clear. Yeah. but you know, they take them into New York City. They put them up in a hotel, the Roosevelt Hotel, which was an old iconic hotel in New York City. The people complain, these illegal immigrants complain about the fact that they don't like the food they're being given. So what does the city of New York do? They give them cards so they can go out and buy food. Right. I mean, that's just, what about veterans that don't have enough to eat? What about, you know, people, families that have lost their home for whatever reason, they don't have enough to eat? You know, it's just incredible. And I will say, in terms of your question about polarization, look at California. This is California, by the way, is where I live. So if anybody wants to send me a sympathy card, feel free to do so. But yes. But here in California, they've gone to a system of the open primary or the jungle primary for exactly the reason the RCV people talk about, which is it's supposed to get rid of polarization. Well, what it has done is moved everything farther to the left, which is why you have people that used to be, let's say, middle of the road, pro-business Democrats, don't exist in California anymore. And that's why you have laws being passed that say, if you want to lay someone off, you got to give them a year's notice. That's why you have laws passed that say, if you're a healthcare worker, you have to be paid a minimum of $25 an hour, which sounds good until you read the law, which also says if you're the person that cuts the lawn or washes the dishes in the healthcare facility, you have to be paid $25 an hour. All of these kinds of things that drive business away. It's moved everything to the polar extreme. And that's why we keep saying RCV is the bill of goods that people are trying to sell. I mean, it cures every ailment, including male pattern baldness. If you believe the other side. And trust me, I've got male pattern baldness. It doesn't cure it because I've tried rubbing some RCV on it. It does not work.
I'm sorry to say that Hallmark doesn't make a card for you poor Californians on the sympathy side, but they should. Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it. And don't forget, this is You Bet. You take care now. I appreciate all your time. Don't forget, there is a seminar coming up this weekend, Saturday, in Brookfield on the dangers of ranked choice voting. Stop on out. See what they have to say. And to the Republican leadership out there, put this bill up for a vote. Or are you a yeller? All right, more to come. The Vicki McKenna Show with Matt Kittle. Hang on.